Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, Hollywood talk here.
Welcome. Back to the
dead. My dad's like, unsubscribe.
But wait, Dad.
Daddy, no.
Even worse.
Guys, Justin Martindale is in the house.
Hello.
We are so
6 feet away. 6 feet away.
We are so excited to have you here. And by we, I mean me and my multiple personalities.
Yes, I'm so excited to meet them and you.
Oh, hi. Well, this is Ingrid talking to you right now.
No, everything was fine till Ingrid threw a shoe at me.
Oh my God, I love it. I'm so glad you came here.
Same.
From Burbank. No, I'm just kidding, West Hollywood.
I did come from West Hollywood.
It's so funny because every time someone drives out here, I feel like I have to apologize because it's like 45 minutes away.
No,
it's not a quick trip.
I will say I pulled into the wrong, my GPS.
Oh, Westridge Gate.
Yes. Yeah, okay. And that lovely man was just like, it happens all the time.
All the time.
And he's like, what you're going to do is go here and here. And I was like, all right, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Love that.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a lady that works there, mm-hmm. and people will pull up and go, Tommy Lee. And she'll be like, I don't know who that is.
Oh.
The shade.
I know.
The shade. She's like, I don't know who that is. And like, find your own way. It's hilarious.
Wow.
But anyway,
no,
I'm so glad.
I had the nice guy.
You got the nice guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
Justin, you may know from What the Fashion on E. He's obviously a fashion icon.
Was on E.
Was on E.
Yes,
was on E.
You.
And Funny Funny Dance Show, which was also on E. He was a judge on there. And he's a very funny comic. So
we're
just so happy. And Glitter and Garbage Podcast, which I did with you and Justine.
Yeah. We're doing that.
I love that.
We're
That's happening right now. The glitter. And I love the name Glitter and Garbage.
It's fun. G&G. Yeah.
What
with
made
J&J.
You guys want to do... Love that. Mm. What made you guys want to do Glitter and Garbage?
We have just been best friends. Like, she's kind of like my sister.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're kind of like that villain team from Pokemon, Team
who's
Rocket.
Who's the evil one?
Well, aren't they like both kind of cunts?
There's you one and way. Justine are evil?
No, we're not evil. We're just like, you know, I'm the like guy with the blue hair and she has the red hair and we're like back to back. Like people call us the
Satanists.
The David and Alexis of comedy. And I'm like, sure, I'll take that.
I
like
love
from Schitt's
it.
Creek. So
I love David and Alexis. I love Schitt's Creek.
We're
That's
just,
such a good show.
We just like, we've lived together. I've known her for like 10 plus years.
I know,
and
I love her. She was on here.
Yeah, she's like my little sister that I can like, we can punch each other out of love.
And she won't get offended.
And she won't get offended.
Like most people will be like, me too.
But
Justin Martindale punched me and
cancel him.
Cancel him.
I would never punch anyone. That's not true. I would, but like we have that friendship of like, if we do have like an argument, we do have our arguments and stuff, but we like, you know, like
you
friends
snap back.
Do.
Everyone
hash
does
it out.
That. Yeah, exactly.
And get back into it.
I want to know everything about you. Okay, so where did you grow up?
I grew up in Texas.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was actually really fun.
Okay,
I had a great growing up.
Did you come out in Texas?
I was outed in Texas, yes.
You were outed by someone else?
Yes.
Ew, who?
Just somebody I was in. I went to a very private school in Texas and university and college. So I never really had like that the sex talk. There wasn't like a sex
ed.
There was sex ed, but it was just very lame.
It was like penis. Here's a penis. Yes. Here's a giner.
God.
And you put the penis in the giner and Jesus.
Exactly.
And Jesus happens.
Yeah. And I was just like, there's a lot to unpack here.
You're like, why do I like the penis and not the giner?
I know. Well, and I just kind of went along with the norm of like, this is your girlfriend and you take her to the dance.
Did you have a girlfriend?
Oh, I crushed so much puss.
Did you really?
Yes.
Tell me everything. Oh my God. I need to hear this. Okay. So wait, how many girlfriends did you have?
When?
Did you start dating girls and kissing girls?
I mean, I started dating girls. My first kiss was a girl named Sarah. And that was in, it was like, I was in fifth grade, maybe?
Oh my God, so young.
Fourth or fifth grade, yeah.
And did you, were you attracted to her, or did you just like her as like a friend, and then you were like, oh?
I think it was a little bit of both.
Okay.
Like, I knew I was attracted. There was a time where I was like lusty over girls.
Really?
There was one girl, one of the ones that I can remember, I was just like, oh my God, she's so hot, and she... You know, she was just so, and I saw her and I was like, she's so sweet. And she's just, I love her. I like wrote her name all over my notebook and all this stuff. I tried to like dress up for her.
In a tuxedo or
no,
what?
No, like, well, my friend had like Z Cavaricci's and like the hot like 90s gear back in the day.
The Jankos.
Yes. Like, and he was like, you know, like the $70 pair of pants that like the rich kids could afford. And I was like, I'm poor and wearing potato sacks. And he was like, you can wear my clothes. And I was like, oh, cool. So I like wore like his whole outfit.
And then you went up to her and you were like, what's up?
No, I was so afraid.
Were you?
Yes. Because, well, and then the asshole friend like went and told everybody that he's like, Justin's wear my clothes.
What a douche.
I know. And then so he like tried to like take my clothes off in the hallway. And I was
ew.
Like, but I'm no, all right. But like still a little bit.
And that's when you knew.
Well, no, there was a lot of that's what I knew.
You're like, why do I kind of like this? Keep going. I mean, stop. I mean, keep going.
There was a lot of when I knew.
Okay,
but
tell me the when you knew, because I'm so curious. And like, I just love that you're so like forward with everything.
Oh,
and I can
yeah.
talk to you and it's cozy.
Oh, totally.
Well, I just have so many questions. So like, when, how old were you when you were like kind of like curious or like?
I mean, when I was, I mean, the time I was curious, it was probably like around like puberty where,
you saw like something on TV or something.
Oh, it was like, no, I used to watch like, I'm sorry. I'm like, ah!
I love it.
I used to watch like the Channel 99.
Oh, is it like HBO Real Sex Stuff or
well,
what?
There was like the Real Sex Stuff.
And then there's
But then 99. Channel 99 was like the static.
Oh, and you kind of see stuff
could be
in
like,
between it.
Oh,
I remember
yes.
that.
Yeah,
yes,
you're like,
yep.
But you could hear it. It was like, oh, yeah. And you're like, oh, what? What's happening? And then I remember like when my parents would go like, on, you know, like leave us with a babysitter or whatever, or like when I got to the age of being a babysitter, I remember we got like cable packages and I got like Cinemax and Showtime.
Oh, then it was it. Done deal.
So like late at night, and I just remember being like, you're showing all the boobs and the parts, but where's the guy's part?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
I was
were curious
so mad.
About the guy's part.
And then I was like, these women are being objectified. We need to see dick. Like I was.
Oh my God, I love it.
But then I remember like falling asleep, and then my parents would come home, and it would be on. They'd be like, "Okay,
you'd be like,
bed.
I must have rolled on the remote. Yeah. I don't know what happened."
Yeah, but then I mean, there was a lot of like, you know, a lot of questions that weren't answered, and then by the time, and then like my high school years, it was very, I was made fun of, but I wasn't like.
For what?
Well, because I wasn't like the most masculine guy.
Okay.
So I never played like football. Right. I never played, what are some of the sports? Baseball.
You're like, I didn't play with any of the balls.
No.
Not those balls.
No, my favorite sport really, like if I went to like PE, it was like I walked the track. I walked the track with like all the other girls. Or we sat on the bleachers and just like, we were like kind of like the burnouts. Like I was in theater and I was just like, fuck this gym
and you,
shit.
But you dated the girls.
But I did, yeah. I dated, like, popular girls, too.
Yeah.
I just was like, I spent all my energy into performing.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, memorizing lines and like getting on stage and fucking crushing it. Yeah. Like, so I was like the theater kid. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, and then I would have like parties at my house, you know, where people would just come over and we'd have like a keg, like those backyard Texas parties.
I get it.
It was very like Varsity Blues kind
of. I love that.
And, but yeah, it was like.
But you were, so when did, when, so you were in, all through high school, you had girlfriends, like until 12th grade?
Yeah.
And went to prom with girls.
Oh, yeah. I told her how to dress. Yeah.
Dead. You're like, honey, that would look better on me. I mean, just kidding. No. Try another one. Dead. I can't. You would literally pick out her clothes.
I wasn't Kanye. No.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I did tell her. I was like, here's what we're going to do. Our theme.
Our theme. That's when she should have known.
She was like, nah. Well, she was like Mormon and like, from
did
Utah.
You say theme?
Yeah.
I can't.
She was,
I can't.
I made her dress up like Claire Danes in Romeo and Juliet.
Love that. The Leonardo DiCaprio version.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. So she did. She looked great.
Yeah.
And then I dressed up like Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic at the top of the staircase in the tuxedo. That was my tuxedo, was the like,
Love that.
And people were like, you guys look interesting. I was
like, everyone else in their like 5'7" dresses and like fucking fashion bug dresses. Wet
like, seal.
They're and like, this is a little, wet seal. Like they're like, who are those people?
We're going for theatrics.
Yeah, I love it.
So.
Okay. So girlfriends. And then like, what was, you said someone outed you. So like, what was the first experience? Oh, because that's a worse to have someone do that to you.
Well, yeah, it was.
Were you upset?
Well, I was just.
Or relieved?
Both.
Okay.
It was a worst. Best. It was a best worst.
Okay.
Because it was like, I was struggling with this identity. I was, and then, you know, I get to college and there's a guy in my department who was like, bi. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being like, I have some unanswered questions.
Yeah.
And we got kicked out of the dorms in the summertime because everyone went home. But if you like stayed around and did like summer school, you could like you could stay in these apartments that were kind of like dorms. And so like he stayed with me for a little while. And that was when I was like, and I even told him, I was like, hey, I'm kind of confused about some things. Can we like try some shit?
Yes.
And he was like, no. And then finally he was like, all right, let's whatever. And so then like one of my roommates like walked in on me and it was just like, get out, you don't know anything. And
we were just practicing a scene.
Yeah,
I love it.
Angels in America, but without the AIDS. We hope.
It's Philadelphia. I'm Tom Hanks, but not like really. Oh my God.
And then I'm trying to remember. I remember, okay.
Did you like it?
I did.
You were okay, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, much better than girls. You were like, this is how I know.
Well, no, because that summer as well, I even call it that summer.
Okay.
Like, it was that it was,
summer.
It was the summer of, shit, what was that? Like, summer 99. It was like, Woodstock has happened. Yeah, it was like, Genie in a Bottle came out. Like,
right.
It was like, iconic. Like, it was just hot. It was gross. Like, we all just like, all the people who were there for the summer, we just like, got drunk every night and like we were doing a play as well. But mind you, let's backtrack a little bit because I jumped ahead.
Okay.
One of my worsts, if not my worst.
Oh no.
Experiences with sex.
Okay.
There was this girl, I'm not going to mention her name because she's a hardcore Christian now with family and loves God.
Okay.
But back then she was a whore.
Oh my God. Aren't they all? Just kidding.
She was just a hot dog down a hallway.
No. No.
Like she dated everybody. Like
right.
So and then, you know, I was like the freshman coming in and we had some good times. You know, I would dance to Backstreet Boys and NSYNC at parties.
With her?
Well, sometimes no. But in front of people and was, you know, this illusion that probably no one bought. But one night we were like in her bed and we were kind of like, you know, getting freaky.
Jiggy
and
with it.
Getting jiggy.
Proper of the era.
99, yeah. And and so like I remember fiddling around. It was dark as hell. Uh-huh. And I just remember being like, I taste mercury.
No blood.
And so she gets up and she's like, oh God. And she runs to the bathroom. She turns on the light and she like screams and she just goes, don't move. And I'm like, okay. She just stay there. And I'm at this point, I am on the mattress. I'm on my knees. Like I'm on my knees, like sitting up. And she's like, don't move. And I'm like, she turns the lights on and I like full on carry at the prom. Like it is like on my hands, on my mouth. It's like a werewolf when the moon goes down.
Oh my God.
And the bones fall back into place.
You're all so strong.
And I'm like naked in a field, like, I killed again. Yeah.
Stop. So you used to eat puss?
Oh yeah. I was great at it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was that was that time.
Did you enjoy it?
I mean, I think.
Until that experience.
Well, until that. And then there was another time where.
Wait. The blood though. Isn't that like such a specific taste? You're like, yeah. Like, fuck. Like, yeah, that's totally blood.
Yeah, I was like, did a thermometer break in my mouth? Like, it was just...
That's traumatizing.
It was, yeah.
Some and I guys, was, like, love that, though.
I get it. I think guys get into... there's a fetish for everything. It just wasn't for me.
Right. They're like, taste the rainbow. I love eating you out in your period. I'm like, no thanks. No anyway, thanks. That's bad.
It does smell like Skittles in here, though.
Like Skittles in here? Mm-hmm. Mm, it's my period.
Oh!
Dead. I'm all speaking of taste the rainbow. A big rainbow comes
there's
out.
There's chum in the water! Yeah.
Trying to draw you back in, Justin.
And then there was the second time was there was a girl, and I think I'm dealing with like, you know, sexuality. I didn't have like really a father figure to like give me that discussion. And okay. I also didn't really have, you know, I had a father and a mother, but it was just they didn't talk about it.
Were your parents religious and very like?
Yes, very religious and very like.
Hush, hush.
You go do your own thing. Like, go be the little star that you are. But like, there was no like real life talks, right?
I get it.
And so, by the time I left school, I remember this was like in the early 2000s. And like, by the time I did leave school, there was another girl who, I mean, we were in a play together, and she was just fucking cool and funny. She was also engaged.
Oh.
And so.
Oh my God. Are you a homewrecker? Is this your homewrecking coming out podcast?
One night we came back from rehearsal and we just went at it. And I was just like, you know.
And you were into it.
Oh yeah. It was multiple orgasms and all that stuff. Yeah. I was like, God, I'm good at this. Like,
yeah.
But then, you know, all of a sudden there's a knock on the door and it was like, oh shit. And it was like the fiance.
Stop.
Yeah, swear to God.
Where were you at her house?
At her apartment.
Her apartment.
Yes. And so what do? I'm like, I've got this.
No.
I take off my clothes and I get in the shower. Right?
Why?
I was just like.
You don't care.
Well, I'm like, what am I going to do? Walk out the front door and be like, cool, thanks.
You didn't think about hiding in the closet and having her go.
I've already done that so many times.
Like, I've been not doing going that back my there. Whole life. Yeah.
And so I jump in the shower thinking in my head that this is going to be totally normal. Because it's not going to be weird if I walk out the front door. And it's definitely not going to be weird if he walks into his girlfriend's apartment and there's a man in her shower. And so I get out and I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, we just had a long rehearsal. And she said I could shower. It was covered.
Did you really say that?
Oh, yeah. And he's like, okay, cool. And so I left because at the time it was like, oh, just like I was like, is Justin gay? Is he bi? Like, what the fuck's Justin this semester? Right. It was like a huge bet.
Right.
And so I remember she graduated before I did and they like moved away because I told her I was like, OK, if you want to be with me, we can do that. But you're also engaged. So you kind of have to tell him. And she never told him.
Ooh.
So she was like, yeah, I'm going to go with my fiance.
Did you want to be with her
at the time? Yes. But it just seemed like a lot of work.
Why?
Well, just because I was like
coming out of an engagement.
And right. Then, yeah. And I was like, is my heart in the right place? Like we have fun together. But I was like, I don't know if I want that
girlfriend.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so I remember like over that summer, the fiance called my apartment and my roommate at the time picked up and he's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so wants to talk to you. And I was like, oh. Here it is. Cause he knew, cause I told him, I was like, this is what happened. And I like, it got around. Like yeah, after they graduated, I was like, I have to kind of tell somebody about this. Cause
so you're like, I told the whole drama team, somebody.
Listen up, queers.
Do I have some tea for you, and it's boiling hot.
So he called me, and he's just pissed, and he is. Oh yeah, I mean, it's like, come on, you know, he's screaming at me. He's like, "What the fuck did you do?" Like, you know, people are telling me that you hooked up with my fiance, and like, I can hear her in the back, and she's like, "No, don't listen to him. He's, you know, he's lying. He's just a fucking faggot." Da 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 da. And I was like, "Oh,
she said that."
Yeah. And that's when like that part of me just kind of like died. You know, it was just like, ooh, wow. Okay, you went there.
Yeah.
And so.
So did you tell him the truth or did you just say.
I told him. Yeah, I told him. I was like, you know, this is what happened. I'm very, very sorry. I feel really. But I mean, at the same time, it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And
were you hurt by her?
Oh, yeah.
Like you like were like, wow.
Yeah.
Because that's someone that you really like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said that.
And it's weird because it's like she tries. She sent me an apology like I want to say like 4, 5, 6 years ago on Facebook and was like, hey, you know, I'm really, really sorry about that, whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. Thanks. I mean, I've definitely moved on.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, it sucked. And I remember she posted something on Facebook and I kind of responded to it. This was like recently too. And yeah, I was just kind of like, yeah.
Is she still married to this guy?
Oh, I think she's been married like 3 or 4 times. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So clearly the problem wasn't you.
Right. Well, yeah, situation. I think she, but I mean, still, I was just like, oh, that was awful.
That's so gutting.
Yeah.
Like, to hear someone that you like. I hate when you like love someone and you, or you like someone and you think that they're like on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And then the betrayal of like, you know, I dated a guy and like thought we were so into each other. And then he cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said like to the other girl, I don't even like her. Mm-hmm. Like I want to be with you. And then to me, I don't even like her. I want to be with you. It's just so like,
well, it's just cat and mouse game. And I've so done hurtful, that. I've been very guilty of cheating on.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just because again, it's like, I never really had. And I think it's like, I think it's a lot of like, you know, LA, where it's like everyone's just so fucking flaky.
Yeah. Are your parents still together?
No.
They're not. Okay.
No. And like my brother, my two brothers are married, my sister's married.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you're the only
the old spinster in the gingerbread house.
Dead. Oh my God.
And I but can't. It is something that, you know, I eventually would like to.
You want to get married?
I don't know if I want to get married. I just want to be in like a solid relationship.
How long of a relationship have you had? What's your longest one?
Oh, 10 plus years.
That's a long relationship.
Yeah.
Girl or guy?
With a guy, yeah.
With a guy.
With my ex. We did. We lived together multiple times.
Wow.
We broke up multiple times, okay, got back together multiple times. And yeah, he was like the love of my life. But I had to. I had to snip that because it was becoming
toxic.
It was becoming toxic, but it was also like I was doing me, and he needed to do him.
Oh,
because we had just become very, very codependent on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also a thing, and this is something that has been going on since, you know, I met him back in shit like 2006, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like if I had my ups, he would have his downs, and vice versa.
It was not able to be like cohesive, right, where he was able to work on him while, right, you worked on you.
If I had money, he didn't have money. If he had money, I didn't have money.
Right, right.
And then money just became a thing because, yeah, like when the recession hit in like 2009, it was just like, we need, you know, I guess we're eating eggs again.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I remember the final straw for me was actually at one of my tapings for a funny dance show. We taped the pilot.
So this is like recent.
This was, you know,
a year ago.
Four years ago.
Was funny dance show 4 years
oh,
ago?
Oh yeah.
Fuck, I feel like it was just yesterday.
Well, it aired this year.
Oh, okay, got it. Got it. Hollywood.
Okay, yep. Yeah. And yeah, I just remember like, oh my God, you know, this is such a big thing for me.
So excited.
And I remember like we taped the pilot and it was just so much fun. And like my friends were there and he was there. And then like halfway through, not even halfway through the show, the beginning, we started at 6 o'clock, right? Uh-huh. PM. And I remember someone coming up to me and was like, hey, I think your boyfriend's outside. he's like passed out face down in one of the cabanas.
What?
And I was like, immediately, because he had a drinking problem.
Oh.
I mean, so did I. But I could maintain. It's weird. I was like a sober drunk. I mean, I can get shit faced, but it was like, I know when you not can hold to.
Your, yeah, get right. over the
I'm
edge.
At work.
Right, right.
Right?
Right.
And so I immediately looked over at my friend and was like, and I had my headset on, everything. And I was like, get him the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. So go pick him up, take him in an Uber, send him home. Like an hour goes by and he calls me and he's like, hey, where are you? And I'm like, I'm at the fucking show you were supposed to be at supporting me. I've never been that angry.
Do you think he did it on purpose because he was frustrated?
No, I don't know what it is. It just sucks because it's like, I really, you know, you want someone to be there for you when you're in your moment.
Yes, and be and proud
like,
of you.
I was like, I've worked my dick off for this moment.
Yeah.
And you can't even show up. I mean, I was screaming. I screamed at him for weeks. You know, he tried to like, you know, resolve it. I was just like, get the fuck away from me. And then finally I was just like, you know what? I can't. And I got a place of my own and like moved out. And, you know, it's just sucks because it's like, I wish him the best. He is like he knows me like backwards and forwards, you know.
Are you guys still talking?
We still talk, yeah, every
Do you
now
hang
and then.
Out?
No.
Okay.
We just talk on the phone and kind of catch up.
Do you miss him?
I miss him and wish him well.
Okay, but you not miss him in a relationship.
No,
okay.
No, not at all.
And that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And you've been dating now?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And okay. It's awful. It's so awful.
Tell me about it. Okay, we're actually going to take a quick break.
Is this fun?
Yes, this is fun because we're going to get back on Worst First and we're going to talk about dating in fucking LA and how horrible that
it's
shit is.
It's trash.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, guys, we are back on Worst First with Justin Martindale, and we are just getting all the tea over here. And he is being so cozy and nice with me and just telling me answering all my sweet questions about just everything. Because I'm always so curious about, you know, I mean, obviously,
stuff.
Like, well, I am because I hooked up with girls when I was younger all the time and like thought I was gay for a long time. And then like, but I'm like, oh, but I like kind of like dick more. And like, you know, I'm always like kind of confused.
It's very interesting to me because I remember like being like sexuality just being so like hush hush and like weird.
Yes.
But then like, I mean, here we are in 2020.
It seems like no one cares.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't because I feel like you even were saying like, people love getting like bled on and stuff. It's like, I mean, people are into weird shit and it's like, you know, you have a whole culture now, hetero and
trans
non-binary, and
non-binary
and asexual and, you know, all
everything.
Everything. So it's just kind of, it's just nice now that I can freely kind of talk about it.
And I love it. And I love talking about it because I feel like
you couldn't for so long. And it's way cheaper than therapy.
Way.
Because it's like, you know, some of the stuff I haven't really told anybody before, but it's like, I feel like when I talk about it and then I see the reaction or hear the reaction from people, I'm like, thank you. I'm not crazy.
No, so many people relate. I remember telling like one of my girlfriends, I was like hooking up with another girl my age to like HBO Real Sex when we were like 6 or 7 and full on having like orgasms and stuff like that.
That's so young.
So young, right?
That's a dark Sesame Street.
But also, I know, right? But then also there's so many girls that are like, I had this experience, and like so many people relate to it. And I've seen on TikTok so many people being like, yeah, I just like dry humped my best friend when I was like 5. Like just so many, just a lot of people relate to it. You're like, well, I don't know about that.
No, I mean, I want to say I heard something about recently about like Halle Berry, like having an orgasm when she was like seven or something.
Yeah, it's young. I mean, people don't want to say that because it sounds like it's young. But I mean, like, I feel like it just happens to some people. You know what I mean? Like some people younger than others. And I never had any sexual abuse, no sexual trauma. Like it's just some people just get more. I think my friend did. I think the girl that hooked up with me did, because it was more her like instigating it. I think she had sexual abuse, but yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's like, you know, once people open up, how many other people relate? I mean, with everything, you know, like sexual stuff, mental health, everything. It feels like for so long we were like, oh, you can't speak of that.
Well, right. And it's like, I know when I, you know, I talk to you, or it's like, or I see your, you know, your Instagram posts, you're always posting about like mental health and mental wellness. And I'm like, that wasn't something that was done like 4 or 5 years ago. It's like, it's becoming more of a thing. And I see it more in the gay community too, because it's like, thank God, because there's a whole bunch of goddamn narcissists and crazy people out there.
Right.
In our community as well. Like, you know, so it's, I definitely rolled into the wrong crowd when I first moved here.
You did? Oh. Like, okay, tell me everything. Oh my God, the narcissist sociopath crowd. Oh,
well, I mean, it was just, you know, it was the early, I mean, shit, this was like 2000. I moved here twice, actually. Mm-hmm. I moved out here in 2003.
Okay.
And I got, I mean, Britney Spears just released her new album with Toxic. And, what's the song? God. With Madonna. People on the crowd, let me see you dance. Like, the Abbey was the shit.
Yeah, I remember that in Rage.
Oh, back in the
and
day.
Numbers.
Oh, Numbers. Ooh, numbers. Yeah. That was like
Numbers
where, like,
was dark.
Numbers was dark. That's where you like get an old man old to like take care of you. I was a young, hot twink.
Yes.
Like I was really, really skinny, and I was like 6'2".
Yeah.
And like chiseled and... Now I'm like a twunk. I'm like a hunky twink. Like an older...
Now you're like a thunk.
A thunk. A thunk. You're like, give me a 5. I'm like, what is this thing?
You're like, I'm not high-fiving you on calling me a thunk.
What is this? I like a thunk, though. Who would have thunk it?
I can't.
And so like I actually like got into the wrong crowd. And it sucks because they were good guys. But it was just very, like, very mean girls, very, like, Monday night we're going here, Tuesday night we're going here, Wednesday night we're going here.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and it was like a party schedule?
Well, yeah, and it was just, like, drugs and...
What kind of drugs?
Coke.
Tons of Coke.
Tons of Coke. Apple martinis. Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. And,
sounds like Sex in the City.
It was. Well, like, that was, like, the show at the
were
time.
Were you Carrie?
I was the Samantha. I was like, girls.
I can't. Okay, so.
And I just remember, like, I didn't really have a job either. Like,
what did you do to survive? How did you pay rent?
Well, I worked at the Cheesecake Factory. In Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't a waiter. My first job in LA.
Stop. You're like, I was a piece of cheesecake.
I was the cheesecake. No, I had to put the whipped cream on the cheesecake.
That was a job?
That was a job.
The only thing you had
it
to do.
It was the worst fucking job
all
ever.
All day, just whipped cream on cheesecake?
It was just like, when the cheesecake came in, I had to cut the fucking cake and like put the dollop on.
All day.
And
cheesecakes
it,
all day.
And they were called, I worked at the cafe. And I was like, no, this is a fucking whipped cream sweatshop. That's what it is. And there was like the bitchy gays who like, didn't like me, so they would come back and be like, oops, my whipped cream fell off and I can't take this to the table. Can you do it again? And I was like, this sucks.
Ew.
So I remember I left that job because I mean.
Are gays bitchy to each other like that?
Yes, they're feral fucking ferrets.
I thought all gays were always so nice to each other.
No. I mean, there's some. I mean, they're like, you know, it's like you take a dog to like to the dog park, and yeah. you get like the dog that sniffs the other one's butt, and it's like, okay, cool. Yeah. But then every now and then it'll be like, ah! Like it'll be like a snap.
Cause they're jealous.
Well, there's like, it's kind of like a territory thing.
Oh,
you know,
you were the hot young guy.
Yeah. Just moved here.
Factory
yeah.
Cafe.
Yeah.
And they were like, we are not having that.
And it's funny because like this, I met my biological father for the first time ever that year.
Oh, so your dad
is my stepdad.
Is your stepdad who raised you?
Yeah, he raised me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I had met him for the first time ever, like that year.
Where was he from?
He's from Florida.
Okay.
So just imagine.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, you know, my biological father's coming out here to meet me for the first time. I'm going to need some days off. And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, I quit.
They're like, this whipped cream isn't going to dollop yeah. itself.
So I was like, I quit. And they were like, well, if you quit, you can never work at the Cheesecake Factory again. And I was like, ever? And they're like, ever. Like, that's
they're
a
like,
thing.
You can't even taste our cheesecake.
But I'm also like, this place sucks. Like,
I'm not going there now just because of you, ever.
Fuck that Cheesecake Factory. That menu's obnoxious.
So you quit to meet your dad.
I quit to meet my dad. And then I met him and I was like, oh, this isn't for me.
What was he, very Republican?
He was just a douche. He would look like Jay Leno. He took me to a strip bar in Tijuana. Like, it was just a mess.
That was your experience?
For the first time, yeah. Yeah.
Did you tell him you were gay?
No. He asked my roommates at the time and they were like, you probably want to have that discussion with him. And like, yeah. And then he gave me like $100 and I was like, wow, thanks. Never paid child support ever. Never gave me a birthday card ever. So I run, you know, what's $100 in LA?
What? Nothing.
Nothing. So like I was like, hey, do you think I could like have a little more? And he was like, Justin's out of control. And like he contacted my grandmother and was like, I gave him $100. He already went through it. He's going through it. He needs help. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He's a fucking piece of shit. I don't even know if he's alive or dead. Who cares?
Really? Yeah, was that the last time you talked to him?
Yeah. Well, there was another time, but it was just like, he's a fucking... Even like, I've met family members on the road, like doing stand-up.
Really? They've come up and been like, hey, Justin.
Well, they're like, hi, I'm your cousin. We're really sorry about it. Like, they know. They know the story.
Really sorry.
Yeah, and they're just like, just to let you know, he's kind of a fucking asshole. No one really likes him. So anyways, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I remember like going out and just partying. And I remember we went to like, I mean, there was one night where it was like me and my friends were in a shower.
All of you?
All of us.
Nakies?
Naked and had like a full on
orgy
photograph shoot.
Oh, a photo shoot.
Yes.
Love that. Yeah, very David LaChapelle.
Very early 2000s. The photographer and I had the same birthday, so we got into that. But it's funny because I remember like years passed and for some weird reason it got back to me that Bryan Singer, the director,
was in the shower.
No.
Oh.
Has that picture above his like fireplace.
Stop.
Or like on the mantle or somewhere in his house.
And you're in it.
And I'm in it. And I'm like, I kind of want to see it just to see if I can like, do I approve this picture?
Yeah. You're but like, I was like, can I face tune it? Is it too many years gone? Too long?
It's like, what is this like? Abercrombie, like, coked out twinks just in a shower. I'm sure it looks kind of hot, though.
A scene
though.
At a party animal.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Like,
just,
yeah.
But then I moved away, and then I came back. I moved away to, like, rehab myself. Because I was
you?
Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Like, my roommates kicked me out.
Were you full drug addict?
No. Okay.
But you were just not, you couldn't pay your rent?
I couldn't pay my rent. My roommates at the time were just like, here's your clothes on the curb. Like, get out.
Aww.
Yeah. And it sucks because I moved here with them.
But you couldn't afford your part of the rent.
I was a disaster.
Yeah, and you weren't trying to get a new job after Cheesecake Factory.
No, I was just like partied out. Like,
did you ever think of hoeing it up like some of the dudes do out here and girls?
No.
Okay.
Like escorting?
Yeah.
No.
There's so much of that.
No, I know. I thank God I did not. Like, that didn't even cross my mind. So I moved, I went in and moved in with my aunt who lived out in, La Vergne, California, like out by Azusa. So that was like no man's land, right? And I just kind of like detoxed and got myself together and was around family.
Mm-hmm.
And then luckily, thank God, I got like an audition for this Shakespeare festival. Oh, and I was like, it. this is my jam.
Yeah.
And so I spent 2 summers in Lake Tahoe at the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. And
working. It was great.
And you know, you get like $100 a week or whatever. So you have to like live off that. You get like room and board. They put you somewhere.
Okay, they pay
and
for
so you're just, you know, you're creating and you're learning. It was perfect.
It was like my
Malibu, what's it called? Promises.
Yeah, Promises. Yeah.
And I remember the girl that I moved in with, or the girl that I met the second summer. I went back to Texas in between that and lived with my parents again. But I remember, and I just ghosted the guys, like MySpace, like they were on MySpace and they're like, where are you? Like, what happened? Yeah. And I just ignored them. I was like, I don't want to talk to, like, it was just a chapter that I was like,
yeah,
done.
Good.
And, so the girl I met that second summer, she was just like, I think we're going to move to LA afterwards. And I was like, I did it.
Yeah.
And so somehow I came back and that was, you know, and I've been here ever since.
And it was better that time around.
Well, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank God. What was your first job when you came back?
Oh, God.
Cheesecake Factory.
Could you imagine?
Like, we lie.
No, I was a bar.
You're the best at the cream.
I was a bartender at...
Sky Bar.
No, I wish. I was a bartender at like Il Fornaio or something like that.
Oh my God.
And like Redondo Beach.
That's a good place.
It was fun. No? And then I moved out here and then I think I got a job. I got a job on Beverly at a place called Barefoot. Yeah, it was like waiters. I was like bartender, waiter.
That's
everywhere.
A typical actor's stretch.
Yeah. And then and in between that was meeting guys. So it was like that's when you meet like some really shitty guys, literally.
I know. So the really shitty guys. And then so right now you're single and dating.
No, I mean.
You're not dating. Well, because
no,
it's COVID.
I know.
But I mean, you were dating.
I was. Yeah, I was dating. My last. The last boyfriend I had, we dated for about like 6 months. We met on an app.
Which one?
Grindr. No.
Hinge.
Tinder.
Was it Tinder? No, Bumble?
Nope. It was Grindr.
Was it Grindr?
Right, yeah.
I just like the name.
Yeah.
Grindr.
But we talk.
Just like we're here to do what we're here to do.
But I mean, that's not kidding. Who I know.
I know.
But I
that's
get on there.
Are, yeah.
I get on there and I'm like,
yeah.
It's been a long pandemic. Let's see what's going on.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you talk to a couple of them and then you, it's weird because it's, if it goes longer than 30 lines, like it's love.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. You're going to hang out. Yeah.
And I remember we went out. He was wearing a Zara shirt with yellow, like those yellow blue stripes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh boy.
And
just said Zara on it.
It's just like, I call it the shirt. It's the shirt. My friend Matthew does a whole sketch about the shirt.
I love it.
We hit it off and it was great. He had this hot little body, this little Latino, and like. But then everything started kind of like, there was signs, there was red flags.
What are the flags?
Oh, girl, the flags.
Tell me about the flags.
The first one was when we started talking, he was like, here's my new phone number because I'm changing my phone number.
Okay.
So he's like, yeah, you know, I'm just getting all these people who call me and I'm just getting a new phone number.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah.
Who changes her phone number?
I mean, if you've had it for a while, maybe, but yeah.
So that was the first one. The second one was I was doing a show. This is when I was on tour with Jim Jefferies. So it's like the second one I was doing a show here in Hollywood and we went out. I met two of his friends and we had a really good time. Mm-hmm. And one of his friends watched me on What the Fashion, right? Mm-hmm. And so he was like, oh, my God, you know, he's DMing me. Nothing sexual, just like, oh, my, like if I posted a story, he'd be like, oh, my God, this is crazy or da 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 da. And I was like, you know, don't tell blank.
Yeah, yeah.
As a joke.
Right.
Like, don't tell him because he'll like lose his mind or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, he calls me like one night. I had a show in Hollywood. And he's like, why would you say that? That just like, why would you do that? And I'm like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
And he did not take it. He's like, I'm picking up my stuff, da 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 da, and I'm like, wait, are you kidding? So that was the first time, and so we broke up, and then a couple days go by, and he's like, I miss you, let's give it another go, a bunch of this, and then it got to the point where I was traveling, I'm doing shows, I think I was in Houston or New Orleans. Shout out to Houston and New Orleans. And I'm on a plane leaving. And he's like, I can't do this anymore. You said you were going to call me last night and you didn't. I'm like, dude, I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm flying home now.
Did you at least text him?
I don't even remember.
You might be siding with your boyfriend.
I think I know. I'm going to go.
You didn't text or call him? I'm just kidding.
No, I think I texted him and said, I'll call you after my show.
Right, right.
And but I didn't because I'm in another time zone. Yeah. B, I'm with my boss who brought me on tour. We're doing whatever he says.
Right.
And I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a weekend.
Yeah.
I'm not having this like rendezvous in Houston and then coming back to like that's no.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, but I didn't. So
did you really like this guy?
I really did. Yeah.
Okay.
My friends hated him.
Why?
Oh, Justine. No, it was just they could see it.
Okay.
They were just
controlling.
Like they could see that he was just
manipulative.
Yeah, they got it. And I was just completely blindsided and was just like, no, you guys are just misunderstanding him and da 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 da. And they're like, we just like we'll go along with it.
Yeah.
But we do not like this.
He tried to control you by like threatening to leave.
Oh yeah. Okay. He I remember we broke up the first time. He DM'd all my friends and was like, I really had a wonderful time meeting you, but like Justin and I are going our separate ways. Who does that? A crazy person.
That is crazy.
It's like
and bringing all your friends into
it. Yeah, and was like, it was so wonderful, but we've decided to be apart. And I'm like, what? And so then he like, I think he like blocked my friends too. And then he started posting shit on Instagram where it was like parties that I brought him to.
Yeah.
Like celebrity like parties.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're having a picture together and he blocked my face out with nope, 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 nope. And so I was just like,
you're like, bitch, I brought you to that party.
Yeah. The reason you were there is because of me.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And so then the last straw was actually he texted me this year and was like, hey, I saw commercials for Funny Dance Show. I just want to say congratulations. You know, you've been waiting for this moment for a while. And I was like, oh, thanks. And he's like, how's quarantine going for you? And I'm like, well, it sucks. And we started talking again. And it was like FaceTime. And, you know, here's my booty picture that you miss so much. And
did you send booty pictures?
Well, he had the best booty.
Oh,
it was like a goddamn show. It was like that. It was like that paper magazine with Kim Kardashian. That was his butt.
Wow.
It was hot.
So you were the top.
Oh.
Always.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
No.
You don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's like that thing that Boba Fett fell into in Star Wars. I don't trust it. There's like teeth. Yeah. I don't trust it at all.
Dead.
And so the last time he was like, oh, I'm going to this party in the hills. COVID. Right? And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, there's some guys like inviting us over to like for the weekend. So there was like some stuff that I was like, are you a Latino for Trump? Like, it was just like he didn't believe. He was like, you know, there was little signs.
He didn't believe in COVID.
Well, yeah, it was just like, I think it's all like, that kind of shit.
Some and this people is
like,
do.
But this is like back in
so
April.
Weird. Yeah.
That was what's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I didn't hear from him for the rest of the weekend. He's like, oh, we went back to another party. This was Sunday. He's like, sorry, I didn't get back to you. Saturday, we went to a party and I met this guy and he's really kind of cool and he wants to take us to Mexico and da 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 da. And I think I'm going to go and da da da. And I'm like, are you into this guy? And he's like, Justin, just because we're talking doesn't mean we're getting back together. And I'm like, but you wish me good morning and send me booty
pics. Yeah.
So I said, he's like, I can't do this. Da 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 da. And I just dropped it. I haven't even discussed him. I haven't even mentioned him. This is like the first time I'm mentioning him on a podcast.
Okay.
I won't even say his name. He knows who he is.
Okay.
But then it got to the point, and here's where it gets crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share this with you and the viewing audience.
Okay, we're ready. I don't know if we're ready, but we're going to pretend we're ready.
So when the pandemic hit, there was a time where, you know, there was that time where I was like, I need to budget my money and make sure I'm okay because I don't know how long this is going to go.
Right.
I had a lot of money saved up because I got an inheritance from my grandmother and I got, I had money saved up from E.
Uh-huh.
And so I went through my phone and deleted a whole bunch of apps that like either I'm still paying for. Yeah. And I'm like, I never use these. Let's, you know, I don't need to get charged $3.99 for something I don't use.
Right.
And so Grindr, I was going through that. And so when you leave Grindr on, when you open it, it'll stay open until you actually like close it out.
Oh.
So I got a little like bloop from a avatar. A faceless avatar. So it's just like the black shadowy profile picture. And it's like, hey, Justin, how's it going? And I'm like, who is this? And he's like, I just wanted to say, we really had a good time meeting you. I'm one of Blank's friends. We went to Halloween Horror Nights last year. And I just want to say, like, I'm sorry things didn't go well with you or with you guys. We really, really liked you. He does this all the time. He's horrible with his relationships. I'm wondering if he's even on meth again. And I'm just like, what?
Meth.
And yeah, I was like, really? And he's like, you know, he does this with all the guys. He likes them. And then we like him. And then he breaks up with them or he'll like just disappear. And I'm like, well, that's crazy. So mind you, I went with two guys on this Halloween trip.
Okay.
So I'm walking with my friend one day into West Hollywood. We walk by the Abbey and I see one of them. And I'm like, hey, Blank. Good seeing you. Hey, quick question. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
I'm like, was that you that hit me up in my DMs? He's like, no. And I'm like, okay. So this happens again. Hey, just checking in. Have you talked to Blank? And I'm like, no, haven't. And, you know, I'm kind of like moving on because it was kind of crazy. And then I hit up the friend who I saw. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, can you text the other guy and ask him? Because it's really weird.
Yeah.
So he texts the other friend that went with us and he's like, no, I haven't talked to Justin. And I'm like, it's motherfucking him. He's catfishing.
He's
me.
Checking in on you. He's checking a fake in profile
to see if I'm
trying to get
going
you to message him
to see if I'm going to talk some shit about him. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
So crazy.
Yeah. And it was weird because it was also like 700 feet away. And I'm like
how bored are 700 people? Feet.
Well, and it's just, and then it got to the point where it was like, he told me that he lived somewhere and I never went to his house. I never once went over to his house.
Do you think he was homeless?
I don't think he was homeless. No. He had an apartment. He had a dog. But like, I never went over to his house because he said his sister lived with him because she was in a bad relationship. So she moved out and moved in with him. Mm-hmm. But then when I saw that friend at the Abbey, like outside, I was just kind of like, yeah, you know, I never went over to his house. And he's like, he doesn't live there. He lives over on a blank and blank. And I'm just kind of
lied about where he lived.
Well, I don't know. So then I'm, you know, in my head, I'm like,
who was this person?
Who was this person?
So like totally.
Is his name even this?
Yeah.
Like, did he have the job he told me he had?
Right. Like lied about so much.
Yeah. It's crazy. And even now, like I'll get like a tap or something on an app and I'm like, and it's that profile
the
picture.
Shadowy, hey, the shadowy. Have you talked to so-and-so?
Yeah.
It's like some person you don't even know. You're like, why are you messaging me?
Well, no, it's not even that. It'll just be like the, hey, I'm here. Or hi, like, I don't get that at, you know, I've erased.
Obviously he's missing you.
Good. Cause I'm a fucking catch.
Good bitch.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't. That's so scary.
Yeah. It was really, really weird. And it just sucks because it's like, he was one after, especially after the alcoholic boyfriend where I was just kind of like, oh, I had a really fun connection with him. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know you. And the sex was awful.
With the Latino guy?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It was not good.
Okay. The first time you had sex, mm-hmm. you like fuck someone. What was that like for you? Did you like it? Dead. I'm like so awkward at asking questions. Worst interviewer. The first time. Well, I'm just wondering because you said you don't. You're not a catcher. You're a pitcher.
Right. Because the first time that I did have that, it was kind of.
It's painful.
Well, it was technically rape. I guess. Yeah. I guess. Are you serious? Yeah. Yeah. It was.
You didn't want it to happen, and they did it.
Yeah. No.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was my fault. I was reading in the shower and I fell. No.
No,
no it was just a, I remember I was at a party and me and this guy were like, you know, making out. And I want to say it like went into the early morning and we went back to my place and you know we kind of picked up where we left off and then I was just drunk slash hungover, all that stuff. And he just like flipped me over and was just like, and I was like, no.
Did you say no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what did he do?
He, well, I remember him saying like, it was like along the lines of like, oh, I thought that's what you wanted. And I'm like, nope, didn't.
And
didn't
he just kept going?
Yes, for like a bit. And then I shoved him off and told him like, stop.
Gosh, that was your first time?
Private school.
Did he even use lube?
No.
And that was your first time?
Mm-hmm.
So that must have fucking hurt like a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Ew.
He's dead now. No, I don't even know. I don't know. But it is. I mean, technically it was like, well, that's kind of getting, you know, raped at a private school.
Yeah, so then you were like, never want that to happen again.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess it was like psychological because I'm just like, yeah, this is not.
Yeah.
This is not. I have before, but it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, so like, I always wondered that. I'm like, how do you decide, like, you know, like if you want to be like a top or a bottom? Like, how do you decide?
Have you ever seen Planet Earth where like the two birds of paradise are like,
no.
First of all, get stoned and watch Planet Earth. It's life changing. Oh, David Attenborough's the shit.
I love him, but yeah.
Behold.
Yeah.
The mighty.
I want him to like narrate my like.
Exactly. My, he's my life. So good. You know, it's like there's conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's like a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys have to. Because I always wondered, like, what happens if you meet someone that you really like and you're both tops? It's just not going to work.
You're going to be friends.
So you just have to get that out of the way right away. You have to find out.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even have that conversation right away? Like, literally, I would start all my conversations with that because I'm like, I don't want to waste any time. Top or bottom? Pitcher or catcher? Don't waste my fucking time, Jeremiah.
I got places to
be. I just want to know if this is going to be what kind of connection. I got enough friends.
Well,
there is.
It is funny because it's like if you do go into these dating apps, it'll say that in their bio.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It's just like cut to the chase.
That's smart.
And I like that because it's like healthy. It's like no pick, no answer. No, yeah. Like, it's like, I'm like, maybe I need to get into that too.
Do you do that or no?
No, I mean, it is funny because, like, I don't know, I'll get people who are like, oh, I heard you on this podcast or I saw you at this show. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Dead.
So, and the one of them was actually really funny. Heather McDonald.
Yes,
I did Juicy Scoop. I did too. One of the guys was like, hey, I just heard you on Juicy Scoop. Great stuff. And I'm like, thanks. He's like, what you working on now? And I'm like, this. He's like, keep it up. And I'm like, so are you going to like ask me out? Or
are you
like,
my dad who's supporting me? Or are you trying to fuck me?
Like, it was very strange.
So weird.
And I mean, that's not like the I just want to like go out on dates. There's a couple guys that I'm like
kind of talking to.
Yes. There's one in particular that I'm like, yeah, I have like a big old crush on.
Oh, good.
But again, it's like, are we taking it really, really slow and really, really fun?
Yeah.
Are you into me? Because I remember you were last time I saw you before the pandemic.
Yeah. 2,000 years ago. Yeah. 27 months ago.
So, and we've gone out during the pandemic, but I'm just, but like, we didn't like kiss or anything like that. But like, we both take our health very seriously, obviously. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. It's just.
That's so funny. I never, like, cause I was like always so curious about that. Like, just like, how do you, you know, find that out? That's so cool. That some
put it in the bio.
Put in the bio.
Put
yeah.
It in the bio.
Cut to the chase.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah. And no one's like okay with either. Or are there some people like, I could go either way?
Well, yeah.
Some people are like, I could take it or give it.
Verse.
You let me know.
Yeah,
it's called Verse.
Verse, yeah, versatile.
Oh my God, I'm learning everything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, I'm a.
I love learning.
I'm a dominant, or wait, no, wait. I'm a versatile top, which
versatile
means like
top.
I prefer to
be top, on
top,
but I can be a bottom. Yeah.
Or I'm a bottom. I'm a versatile bottom.
Wow.
And then there's power top, power bottom.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you like more masculine guys or more feminine guys?
Ooh. What a good question. I think I'm more masculine.
More masculine.
Guys. Yeah.
And then do you ever get attracted to girls anymore? No, not really.
I get attracted to their personalities.
But not like wanting to fuck them.
Oh God, no.
You're like the fucking bloody puss put the kibosh on that real quick.
Just,
oh my God.
No, I
Carrie vagina. She ruined that.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
Yeah. Seriously, that's a fucking horror story.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it is funny because it's like I every now and then I'll get the occasional girl who's like, So
yeah, she's like wants to fuck you, Justine. Dead. Well, she's Justine's like, are you bored as I am?
Oh, no, she, I'm just kidding. Justine's Love tried it. So many Has times. She? Oh my god,
stop.
Justine is just she. It's so funny because
she tried to fuck you. I'm dead. Not like Justine. We're calling you out. It's this not is like your she, Me Too moment. No,
I'm just Cancel Justine
we
Marino.
We made you Justine on the podcast.
No, she. I mean, it's like we live together, so yeah. It's like I.
You're like bored. You're like, hey, want to fucking stick it in a wet hole?
I would like walk around in my underwear and she would just be like
really did you ever want to fuck her
no okay. God oh god
we don't have
no.
to do that Ugh,
I know
hot.
I know she's,
I can't that's she hilarious is.
She's, but it's funny because you're like she's no. like my little sister
yeah
you know?
Yeah yeah
but dead. It's just really funny because
she'd be like just fuck me well, Justin well, you're like that's why I moved out couldn't handle it anymore
in public she'll be like thanks you. I love my boyfriend. And I'll be like, we're not dating.
Oh my
like,
God. That's so funny.
So we have this banter of like, oh my God, my boyfriend got me ice cream. And I'm like, I'm not her boyfriend.
You're like, I hate her.
Or I'll pretend okay. to like break up with her just.
Or punch her in the face. You're like.
I'm like, I said no. And everyone's like, ma'am, are you okay?
Oh my God.
Let's see if there's a black dot on her hand.
Oh
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Say something, say
you
something.
You guys are so good together.
We have a good time. But I mean, it's like, it's honestly like. I don't know. I have a lot of girlfriends. That's the thing. That. I love having girlfriends. I actually prefer having girlfriends over boyfriends.
Yeah.
Especially in the comedy community because yeah. they're all fucking dogs and pervs.
So. Oh my God, I have a story for you after
what?
This podcast.
Oh!
I cannot tell it on here, oh, okay. but I will tell you later.
Yes. I mean, it's like I have my good guy friends mm-hmm. because, and they're rare, mm-hmm. but you know, I don't try to come out as like some alpha, you know, I'm the best. I crush all the puss. And
well, I don't get that from you.
Well, thank you.
Alpha.
Thank you. Because I honestly thank you. Still got it. Because I don't feel like I don't have to try.
Yeah.
And it always makes me laugh when someone can't just accept me for who I am. Yeah. They have to like be like, hey girl. And I'm like, that's not who I am.
You're like, we don't have to do that.
We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. And I hate that. It's one of my things where it's like if my guy friends do that to me, like my gay guy friends, like I can play the game and I know, but it's like It's like if someone came up to me and was like, no, she did not. And I'm just like, okay. Like,
you're like, I have a dick.
Relax. Relax.
I know. I do think it's funny that like every time a girl meets a gay guy, I mean, I feel like for the most part, every time they do, they're always like, hey girl, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what if like he doesn't like that? Or, you know, like that's so, you know, I always think about that.
Well, and I feel like as an older gay.
Yeah. You're not old.
An elder? No, yeah. No. But it's like I've been here.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very young, like an immature sophomore kind of a way to yeah. do that where it's like, oh my God, you're my gay. And yeah. it's like, I'm not your fucking property, bitch. Back up.
Yeah.
Like you got to like earn this. And I feel like that's a problem with a lot of girls too. If they have a gay guy or gay guy friend, don't call them your gay.
Do people do that?
Yes, this is my gay. Like this is my gay boyfriend. This is my gay. This is you know, it's like, girl, shut up. Like
it's
I
like
just
you're
make
a
sure
cocker spaniel or something.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, no, I'm, you know, I'm the guy who gets you home safe after brunch.
Aww.
Because you can't handle your shit.
I love you.
You know, it's
That's
like that.
Cool. Yeah.
But it's
so
like
girls don't do that.
Don't do that. Just have your gay friend and just
don't
be
have
cool
to
with
announce
them.
To everyone yeah. that they're fucking gay.
This is my gay. Like people are like, oh, did you hear? She has a gay. There's a new gay in the village. No, it's not. No.
Little Britain. Dead. I love that.
It's like, just be cool.
Just be cool.
Just be cool with your gays.
Well, we'll end on just be cool.
Just be cool.
I love that. Just be fucking cool. Okay, yeah. guys? I yeah. love it. And so, okay, so follow Justin on Instagram, mm-hmm. which is just Justin Martindale.
Yeah, it's at Justin Martindale.
At Justin Martindale. Martindale is MARTINDALE.
Good job.
Martindale.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to the Glitter and Garbage podcast because I actually, it's like so fun. And
we
I
have
love
a good time.
You and Justine together.
It's just our dynamic and we talk about, you know, stories of yesteryear
yeah.
and just each other and we roast each other.
I love it.
We talk about pop culture and all that kind of stuff.
I had so much fun on there.
Yeah,
so make sure
great.
To download. If you like this podcast, download the Glitter and Garbage podcast and make sure to follow Justin on Instagram, and are you on Twitter? Justin Martindale on Twitter? No, not really. We don't fuck with Twitter.
I don't know. Do you fuck with Twitter?
I do.
Okay.
But like, not like a lot.
I'm still on it.
Yeah, we all kind of are.
At Just Martindale.
Just Martindale.
Just Martindale, yeah.
But yeah, Instagram. That's where everyone is these days.
Yeah.
So, and what's your Grindr?
Huge Horse Cock, Texas.
At
3 8
Huge Horse Cock. No. At Not Your Gay. Not Your Gay.
What if it was? It was just like NOTURGAY.
Love that.
Not Your Gay.
Love that.
But I am. It's like, it's, and to the people who, like, you know, I do, who do reach out to me and everything, it's like, it's nice to know that I am, like, helping.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
And I like that. Like, people send me questions and people send me, like, hey, you know, you're really hot and stuff. Like, how do I? And I'm like,
I feel like I learned so much during this podcast.
Good.
Thank you for being so open with
me. Of course.
Because I've always been so curious. And I feel like, you know, it's hard to ask people questions these days without people being like, oh,
why would you say
that? Yeah.
No,
yeah. So I mean, girl,
I don't care. It's a pandemic and like, we're not doing anything.
Yeah. No. And by the way, he got tested yesterday. So
I did. And she's negative.
And I'm have other stuff, but not COVID.
Oh, good.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into Worst First. Make sure to stay tuned next week. We got a crazy episode coming up. And thank you so much for listening. Take care, guys. Be safe. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.